Former Tennessee Governor Phil Bredesen and his Republican rival for the U.S. Senate, Congressman Marsha Blackburn, have both been talking up plans to expand broadband access in rural places. But they're pitching two very different solutions. Michael Edward Miller with WUTC in Chattanooga reports.
Bredesen's idea is proposing legislation that would allow the Tennessee Valley Authority to get rural residents hooked up.
TVA seemed to me to be the perfect vehicle to do that. It's in its DNA. It started out as a rural development agency in the 1930s.
In Marion County, where Bredesen pitched his idea, 15% of the population lacks broadband. In nearby Sequatchie County, almost half the residents lack it. Mark Griffith attended. He's Marion County's superintendent of schools. Griffith sees firsthand how lack of reliable, high-speed internet access affects some of his students. They have to go to places like McDonald's or put in extra classroom time so they can get online and do homework.
They get to school a lot earlier than they should, to be quite honest with you. Some of them struggle.
Bredesen's opponent in the race for U.S. Senate, Republican Marsha Blackburn, has also talked about rural broadband expansion being a priority. She's a U.S. representative and chairwoman of the House Subcommittee on Communications and Technology. She talked about it last year in an interview with the Hudson Institute.
Broadband expansion is something that is a top-of-mind issue in my district. I have begun to say broadband is the principal infrastructure issue for the 21st century.
She's not speaking out in favor of the TVA idea, however. In a statement to WUTC, she opposed the idea of broadband being treated as a utility. She called it an anti-competitive solution that will create a government monopoly and raise taxes. For WUTC, I'm Michael Edward Miller.